From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital in a demonstration on Sunday. It followed a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country, fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. The revolution brought nothing to our concrete to our daily lives, which only got worse and worse, said Fatma Ben Hassin. The politicians whose only concern is their comfort leave us in despair. On Saturday, Tunisia announced plans to increase aid for about 250,000 poor families by $70 million after days of protests over austerity measures. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has left at least one person dead and dozens injured in Peru on Sunday morning. The quake was centered about 40 kilometers from Acari in the Arequipa department of southwestern Peru. A 55-year-old man was crushed to death by rock in the town of Yuaca. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. He made the statement in an interview with the news website Minda News. He said there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. Duterte's term ends in 2022. Another change you'd like to see is the transformation of the Senate and the House of Representatives into one chamber with just 50 lawmakers who can quickly enact laws. This is VOA News. Iran says it will retaliate for new sanctions imposed by President Trump. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The U.S. president also reluctantly signed the waiver on nuclear sanctions for what he said was the last time on Friday, giving Washington and its European allies a last chance to fix what he called disastrous flaws in the pact reached under Barack Obama. The new sanctions target 14 Iranian entities and people, including Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani, a close ally of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. They crossed all red lines, Iran's foreign ministry said, and violate international law. But it didn't clarify how Tehran might hit back. Trump chafed at having to sign the deal again and wants it strengthened with a separate agreement within 120 days to keep Washington in. His conditions include immediate inspections at all sites requested by international experts and making any Iranian missile testing subject to severe sanctions. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. Trump's ultimatum puts pressure on European backers of the nuclear deal to satisfy Trump if they want it to hold. One diplomat telling Reuters it would be complicated to save it after this.
Correspondent Lucy Fielder. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joins foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada this week to assess further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile test. VOA's Nikkei Ching reports.
The latest diplomatic push comes after South and North Korea agreed in recent days to resolve problems through dialogue, following escalated tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation. On the agenda in Vancouver, assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea. The United States said North Korea has suffered under global sanctions. Officials say Washington is not advocating for regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario. While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials say they will receive a readout of Tuesday's talks. Nikkei Ching, VOA News.
Transgender whistleblower Chelsea Manning is trying to become a U.S. senator representing the state of Maryland. She would run as a Democrat, challenging two-term Senator Ben Cardin in Maryland's June primary. Manning would have to file with the state election board by February 27th to get her name on the ballot. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.